Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everybody, and welcome to the Female Solution Self-Care. And I'm so excited to have one of my favorite people on the show today, Dr. Steven Spencer. And today we're going to talk about infinite love and gratitude. And what does that really mean? And how does that show up in the universe? And, you know, can that change our DNA? I'm going to ask him that because I'm kind of curious. How about you? So let me bring on Dr. Steven. Hello.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
I know. I can feel energy. You're just a happy man.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the world differently and don't see the pains, fears, and struggles of life as just, you know, there's no rejection, just redirection. You know, you try to find what the universe is telling you, the message behind the symptoms we experience in our body and the experiences we're having in life. And so in that, there is no pain, there is no suffering, ever. There's nothing to concern yourself with. Death does not concern you. All that matters is you stand up for what we were created for, which is what we came here to learn and what the divine wants of us, right? And so that's a complete surrender. Complete surrender is what love is. It's allowing the divine to work through you And in that, you are not sad, right? You're not depressed. You're not angry, right? And it takes a second, and the more you do it, it gets easier. But once you disconnect from having to force life and create all the things around us that everyone else is striving for, the path of struggling ends.
So, yeah, you're so right. And, you know, before I met you, I looked at life as a lesson, right? Like it's just a series of lessons. And then, of course, sometimes when those lessons get harder and deeper.
Yeah, when we don't listen, they absolutely do. It speaks louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, because, you know, as a healer, right, I think that we all go through this at some point. We think, well, okay, I'm where I need to be. And then Spirit says, yeah, just joking. There's more work to do because there's no end to better, right?
There is, but we don't come back.
Yeah. So we have some comments from people today. We've got good morning, Chris. She says, good morning, Lovey. Good morning, Lovey, to you. Hello. So what does it mean, Dr. C, about infinite love and gratitude? Because I was looking on the internet and there's so many YouTube videos, and there's just so much information about it, but I don't think people really got, like, I think that the human condition, and this is just an opinion, it's according to Jody for this point in time, and it's willing to change, was that we hear something, we repeat it, like, you know, in our families, we go, oh, I love you, right? And it feels almost superficial.
And it doesn't have any meaning to it.
Right.
It's a habit. And that's the problem. And that's how our school system is broken, too, is it's all about memorization and repetitiveness, right? And it really has no meaning. People really don't even understand the roots of meanings, right? So even when it talks about government, when we talk about government, to govern is to rule, right? And ment is mental. So it's to rule your mind. So
right?
There's programming, right? So we look at the root meaning of these actual words or the dictionary that we just think of, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, that's what it is. And police in its root is basically it's to manage, right? So the police is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the meanings of these words really have real meaning. And people don't understand what they are. They're just like, oh, that's what that is. It's association. But the understanding of what it is totally overlooked.
So let's break it down for people today. We have Courtney Waller here. Good morning, Courtney. And we have Teddy. Good morning. Let's break it down. What is infinite love and gratitude?
Infinite is of the creator and it's never ending. Just like the cycle of life and death never ends, right? It's a continually evolving cycle. And so it doesn't end. And so in that, our creator is made of love, right? That's how it was all made. So in love is the highest vibrational frequency. So when we go back to Dr. Morosu Emoto, I don't know if anybody knows him, but he's a doctor from Japan that did all the research on the molecular structure of water and the influence it had when they played certain music or the influence it had when we said certain words. And
right.
So it boils down to our plants too. If we take care of the plants and we write certain words in the plants, it reacts differently. Fungus grows differently. Our thoughts and beliefs don't just affect like living beings. It affects all matter, organic and inorganic. That means even the rocks and the things you take care of around you that are not living per se have consciousness because our thoughts influence electrons and they have electrons. So consciousness is everything, right? And
yeah.
So
and I'd like to show a video on that if you don't mind, just so people can visualize what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's Dr. Emoto, effects on water crystals on YouTube. Let me go back here. Because let's give people a little visual.
Porter, to us it seems quite simple. But more and more people discover things about water that are quite remarkable. One of them is Dr. Masaru Emoto, a water researcher from Japan. He wondered if water, just like snowflakes do, would make ice crystals. He began to freeze water for 3 hours by a temperature of minus 20 degrees Celsius and photographed them under a microscope. Beautiful structured ice crystals appeared, but the most revolutionary discovery was done as water was exposed to music. Water exposed to music showed beautiful crystals.
Look at that crap.
Yeah, that's what heavy metal music does.
Yep, look at that crap.
Yeah. And that's anger, it's frustration, it's hatred, it's unforgiving, it's all these different negative emotions, right? And so all of a sudden our blood and the energy doesn't flow the way it should, right? So all of a sudden our body starts to express symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it happens overnight. It's like progression. So slowly over time, as the energy doesn't flow, our body starts to speak symptoms if we don't make the change.
Right. And so would you say then our energy can, any energy actually, can shift DNA and change DNA?
It absolutely does. And the Walter Crick model in medicine is dead because we know now that our thoughts and our beliefs have a direct influence in our DNA. It doesn't change the actual DNA structure we're born with, but it changes the expression of it. So the DNA can turn off and on, so the regulation changes. Our DNA tells our cells how to function.
Okay, and so I studied under some people that it was called Science-Based Nutrition, which is a great name for the company. I'm not promoting the company, but I'm just saying, meaning that you can provide your body with the right nutrition and the right frequency. So it can't be just your nutrition. Nutrition's only part of it. It has to be your mindset. And you can have, let's say, the Alzheimer gene, APOE4, and never have it expressed ever, or cancer, and never have it expressed ever. Because, I mean, Andrew and I know somebody, she's probably like in her 90s by now, and she drinks like a fish, she doesn't eat well, you know, like all of that, and she's really happy. And she should, on all counts, not be living so healthy. Like, she has some sort of disease. But she's so happy. So there's no disease being expressed. I'm not advocating that people eat crap and drink all night. But
right. No, that's the thing, is that you have these people that people are like, oh, well, this person did this and this person did that. You know, they lived this unhealthy lifestyle. And they lived until they were 100. It doesn't make a difference. And in some ways, it's true. Right, but there's other factors. I mean, it's there's three factors in the triad of health. It's emotional, it's biochemical, and structural.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we have to, and all those things influence our spirit, and spirit is just energy, and all those things influence the way that the energy flows through our body.
Do you want me to play the rest of this video? Or do you think the point's made?
I think the point's made. I think people can see that, right?
Yeah.
So they can understand, you know, that the negative emotions within them then And it gets way deeper than that. But the negative emotions then don't allow the energy to create certain symptoms. Let me put it in perspective. In the emotion of anger or frustration, right? That's in the wood element, Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at the liver, right? The liver metabolizes our hormones. So let's just say that you have not forgiven your father for the things that he did because he was cheating on your mother or some of the case, right? And if that is the case that's going on and you never forgave him, you may have vowed to be not that person, but you still have a lot of resentment and anger held. Mm-hmm. So because of that, the energy doesn't flow through the shen pathway in Chinese medicine, which goes to the heart. So all of a sudden now you end up with a heart attack or a stroke or some cerebrovascular event. And, you know, it's the universe speaking to you to forgive, right? And that's what's overlooked. People are just like, oh, it's a clogged artery. I just ate bad. You know,
And it's not true. I mean,
and
it's interesting that you say that. So my father did on my mother. Mm-hmm. I feel like he had such a hard, he came down here with a huge, hard journey, you know? And so I have no judgment on him. I love him. Like, I don't like, you know, he married his soulmate, which is my mother, and then he met his twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. And he loved both women. And I know a lot of people thought that he was like a womanizer. I'm like, no, he wasn't. He fell in love with two women, and he came down here to handle that. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to handle that. God bless him. And he was a good man, and he helped a lot of people. And so, you know, I think that if we can, because I'm not the only one who's got a father or a mother who cheated on the spouse, right? So it's a great topic to bring on. And so my offer to the community is that take a look at all the goodness that they brought their way. You know, what goodness did they bring to the family? What goodness did they bring to, you know, the spouse? You know, how did they serve? Because we're all human. We all make mistakes. So if you're going to condemn them for their mistake, then you're also condemning yourself. And that's a vibration that will hurt you worse than any, well, it hurts you and the rest of the world, right?
The way to handle all these things is you disconnect from other people's actions, right? You can only control yourself and your reactions to things. People are going to do whatever they're going to do.
Right.
And so when there is trauma and disrespect, don't be there for somebody, talk to them one time. That's it. Get one time. And if they choose not to go that path, there's no reason for you to be there. You can love the person, but just like their programming, there's no reason for you to associate with that, right? And sometimes losing someone is not that they lost you because you're still there if they needed you, but it's like there's no reason for you to be around that blatant disrespect and immorality, right? So lies and deception, manipulation, there's no reason to be around any of that.
Yeah, well, no, I agree. No reason to be around any of that, and people make mistakes, you know, like...
Right. No, I was just saying, if they need you, you can be there, but there's no reason for you to keep subjecting yourself to that. And that's for you to decipher in your own intuition if somebody's really made a shift and made a change and really grown as an individual, but...
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, my parents eventually divorced.
Yeah.
And, but on her deathbed, and she didn't, like, she wasn't the person to make people wrong. On her deathbed, well, actually 2 weeks before she died, she sat around the table. All the kids were there. And she goes, you know, I just want to tell everyone, I forgive Maury, you know, for his transgressions.
You know, it's always amazing that people do this on their deathbed, right before they're about to transcend and pass over. Right, they always tend to look back at life and think, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, I want to forgive this person. Like, they always seem to want to do it right at the end.
Well, because that's when we get, like, shifted. We realize what's important, unfortunately, some of us, right?
Yeah.
And we have, we have Andrew, my husband. He's saying, yes, look at the positive impact that people make before judging and condemning them. And Jerry Curtin, CEO of Core Wellness, he says, well put, Dr. Steve, a concept of self-love determines our interaction with the world. Going deep, we need to understand the natural flow of energy and light and thought. Thanks, Doc. So, Jerry Curtin is, he's a trendsetter in the world of corporate health. So, nice to have you listening in, Jerry. Thank you.
So anyway, love is this healing frequency, right? And it allows energy to flow that stops the expression of illness. It can change the world around you. So you have to pay attention to your thoughts. When you go into meditation, you go pay attention to your thoughts. So that's all that I'm doing in the office. And every time I find a balance in the body, we just say the words, infinite love and gratitude, and it transforms that imbalance within the body and then allows that to flow. So there's a whole flow chart that I go through within the subconscious mind, which is the portal that attracts all the experiences. And then through that now, the holding pattern, which is the actual illness or the event, shifts and can change. So you can have that's how spontaneous remission happens. That's why you can see tumors disappear instantaneously. If it's the right portal at that time, that can just instantly go away. And becoming supernatural. Not Greg Braden. What's his name? You know the book I'm talking about. He wrote Becoming Supernatural.
No, it's not Dispenza, is it? No.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's Joe Dispenza. Thank you. Yeah. So Joe Dispenza. You know, he talks about that in all the seminars. And he gets people to come in there. And they have spontaneous remissions of certain illnesses and diseases. You know.
What I do. You know, so I don't think a lot of people realize
it absolutely is possible. You know, people don't have to come see me. They can do it themselves. They don't have to come see me. But sometimes people aren't aware of the things that are there.
Right.
And
I mean,
all that I'm doing is finding the subconscious blocks. I understand there's certain belief systems that go with certain diseases, and we want to transform those. So that's love, and then we have gratitude, right? So mm-hmm. We have infinite, which is forever, right? And then we have love. And then we have gratitude, and gratitude is things that we are happy, or we are blessed to have. That, you know, and gratitude comes not just with things that society, you know, normally would be thankful for, right? Our family, our friends, our loved ones, finances, health, right? Those are all the things that people say when we're on the Thanksgiving table. But real gratitude is being complacent, not going to say, being happy about the path that you're on, and not just because things are going well, but even the things that go wrong in your life, and the reason why is because that's forgiving, and forgiveness is real gratitude. So when you forgive yourself, you really are being grateful for the things that are happening to you, because life happens for you, not to you. And so it gives us the opportunity to change our beliefs so that we can manifest in the different things and experience what the divine wanted us to do. The things are really meant to learn here.
So life happens for you.
For you, not to you.
Through you,
for you, however you want to say it. But yeah, it happens for you. Things are happening for your ascension.
Yeah, and so there you go. And I think that when something doesn't go right, or doesn't go to plan, or doesn't go to the date that you expected it to go on, you could think, well, you know, like, for instance, I'll give a great example. I wanted to launch my functional food program 6 weeks ago, and Spirit didn't let it happen. And I'm seeing now, and they don't want it even to happen this week. They want it to happen at the end of this week. I started really asking, like, what is it that you want? What's your agenda? What's divine timing?
Mm-hmm.
And so we think, ha, 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 that we're in control.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we're not. And it's always on God's timing. It's always on the divine's timing.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that to love yourself is to love God, right? And the reason why that is you were made in God's image. You have the power to create just as in Him, right?
Yeah.
And so in that, you know, how do we choose love every day? How do we actually do that? And so in order to do that, you have to love God, be grateful. And There's a guy, I don't know if you ever heard, you know who Mayor Baba is?
Oh, for sure. Matter of fact, yeah, he's, yes, answer yes. But
okay.
I would like you to explain for people who Mayor Baba is, because I'm not an expert in that area, but I know that you likely are.
I'm not an expert. No, I'm not an expert at all. I know who he is, and he has a spiritual center that's in Myrtle Beach.
Right. A friend of mine, Robin, is down there now.
Oh, cool.
She goes there about every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. So he has a quote. He says, okay, he says, how to love God, right? And he says, to love God in the most practical way is to love our fellow beings, right? Because we're all one. So you treat others the way that you would want to be treated. Really, life boils down to the golden rule. All you do is treat people the way that you want to be treated, right? Take yourself out of it, out of the selfish needs and the greediness and the things that you want out of your life, and just treat other people the way that you would want to be treated, right? And then all the other commandments and all the other stuff, you know, they fall to the wayside, because there's no reason. They just have to be good to other people. That's all that really matters. So, but he says to love God in the most practical way is to love our fellow beings. If we feel for others in the same way we feel for our dear ones, we love God. If instead of seeing faults in others, we look within ourselves to help others, we are loving God. Remember, God is within you. So if instead of robbing others to help ourselves, we rob ourselves to help others, we are loving God. If we suffer in the sufferings of others and feel happy in the happiness of others, we are loving God. If instead of worrying over our own misfortunes, we think of ourselves more fortunate than many others, we are loving God. If we endure our lot with patience and contentment, accepting it as his will, we are loving God. If we understand and feel that the greatest act of devotion and worship to God is not to hurt or harm any of his beings, we are loving God. To love God as he ought to be loved, we must live for God and die for God, knowing that the goal of life is to love God and find him as our own self. So basically, everyone is. That's the whole point I was just making, is that you are made in his image. You create just as in him. So the world around you, you are creating. It's a direct movie. And so as we choose to love ourselves and treat others the way we would treat ourselves, we express infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, if there was a scary beetle or bug, what did I do? I killed it, right? It's one of God's creatures. Bad karma. So I don't kill bugs anymore at all. Actually, usually I save them.
Right.
I rescue them. And the other night, and I did a post, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, I said there was a cockroach posing as a dog.
No, I saw that.
And I peed my pants as I got my husband to take it gently outside the door.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, I had an ant problem. I didn't want to call an exterminator. I didn't want to kill the ant. So, you know, I just had to put Zeus's dog food away.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. As soon as you take the food away, they find the new home.
Right.
Right?
And also,
so,
you can put down some
they'll be around for a few days. You know what I mean? They'll be around for a few days. But you just step over their trail and, you know, eventually they disappear because you put the food away. They are, you know, the food wasn't his dog bowl.
Right. And
you know what I mean? And there's no reason to just get an exterminator and get rid of them. Like, they just disappeared on their own.
Well, and I want to just kind of talk about the exterminator for a moment. So if you're going to exterminate the ants, just know that you're next. Right.
Yeah, with the chemicals. Yeah.
I really, you know, and I want people to understand that. And honestly, I think most of the people that are listening to our show here today who follow, they understand that concept. But in case there's a few people that are listening and don't understand, chemicals that are made to kill, you know, insects eventually kill your pets. Let that sink in. And then eventually kill you. And because you're a bigger body, you have a bigger body bag than the you know, fly the ant or the cat that you have, it just takes longer before you drop dead. So, I apologize for using those words, but I mean, really, I want people to understand there's always another way. I mean, you know, I spray my windows just to keep the bugs, because I keep my windows open most of the time, and I spray the windows with peppermint essential oil, and it doesn't kill anybody, but it keeps the bugs on their side, and I stay on my side, and nobody has to die, you know, and the peppermint doesn't hurt anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless, you know something I don't.
No, peppermint's a natural bug repellent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also, I mean, and I put peppermint and spearmint and all those other different oils on a wool, roller, wool balls that go into my dryer. So it's also keeping the lint, it's keeping like everything very fresh and very bug. I don't like having bugs around. So it's okay. When I'm cleaning, with things that naturally keep the bugs out of the house, and I don't have to use any chemicals.
Yeah.
So I just want to read a couple of these. We've got Chris who says, recently I realized defining my relationship with dad based on a few really bad moments wasn't working, right? I'm choosing to be grateful for all the awesome things he brought instead. You know, really, really good point. So a lot of people define their entire relationship based on a moment in time, and they don't give grace. And I'm going to tell you, one of the people who I know who gives more grace than anyone I know is my husband. And he's I watch him in action. And, you know, yesterday, Fagala had a negative reaction to a new electrical thing that we had in the house. It was our lavalier that was attached to the phone. And she went crazy and bit him, like drew blood, like just started biting. And it's not like her. That's not her. But her brain went on fire. So it was up to us, because we brought the frequency into the house to support in bringing her body back to homeostasis, which we did. But he could have been mad at her. But the first thing he was like, well, she didn't mean it. You know, it was her body reacting to her frequency. You know, that's pure forgiveness. You know.
Yeah, they don't have the same neocortex we do.
Yeah. You probably can talk about that more than I can. And then Naima says, Grand Rising, this topic of cheating in relationships keeps surfacing. I think it's a sign that humanity is evolving to a higher consciousness of what love truly is. Love is not possession of another human being. Oh, my God, spot on, right? So Naima said to me several months ago, we had both birds on the show, and she said, well, because she's also an animal communicator, and she said to me, you know, I didn't ask your permission to talk to your birds, but I was talking to your birds, right, you know, energetically. I said, you don't need my permission to talk to my birds. I said, they are their own soul, right? And I think that when we understand that we're co-creating, not and cohabitating, and we're and blending together, that's way more important that we don't own, like you don't own Zeus. I mean, according to the government, you do, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and how is Zeus today, by the way?
Buddy, you want to come say hi? Come here. He just looks.
He's like, I am so not coming out. I'm sleeping.
Where, buddy?
Get him out later.
No, he's up. He's just looking at me.
He's like, yeah, I'm not into it. Yeah,
wait,
he says, Dad,
wait for me to say the magic word.
Oh, did you have the Miro, the tallow for him?
Beef tallow, yeah. Yeah. Dr. Mercola turned him on a beef tallow, and now it's like his thing. Zeus, you want some beef tallow? Huh? You hungry? You hungry? Come here. Come here, bud. Here, come on up.
Come here, Zeus.
Come here, buddy. Come here. Here, let me get him.
Yeah, and I'll give him a commercial. I forgot to go to commercial.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, are you that fast? Maybe he's that fast.
No, it's just on the fridge. Okay. Here, buddy. You want some tallow? Come on.
I see it. Okay. There.
Here we go.
Hi, Zeus. Hi, handsome. Oh, he is so cute. Okay, I have to tell a funny story. So I don't know if anybody's seen this video yesterday. I just posted it last night. It's on YouTube, but I also put it on Facebook and maybe a few others. So we're filming about a bone broth soup, right? The importance of bone broth. Hi, beautiful. And we have this new pot by Kitchen Craft. Oh my God, he's so cute. He's so cute. So we have this new pot by Kitchen Craft, which is really good. It's about, you know, you cook low and slow, and we're reheating bone broth. And we're videotaping this to, you know, educate, right? And Fagala and Tinkerbell always want to be in the movies. Like, they just, we want to be in the video, Mom. Okay. So at the end of the video, she looks at me. She's trying to get my attention. I go, what are you trying to say? She goes, tell them to choose beef. Like, not chicken bone broth?
But, yeah.
Okay, sorry. It was funny for us.
I told a joke yesterday, and nobody was getting it. I said that bird pooped on my car, so I was eating. I ate my chicken out by the car to show them who was boss.
Ah, but I get it.
Nobody was getting it.
I'm actually going to play that video. Let me go to commercial real quick.
Okay.
Do a couple of these, and I think I might play that video because it's really flipping funny. We'll see. We'll see if we have time.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases...
Back.
What?
And Tony's...
Oh, shoot. Okay, we obviously just had some technical difficulties. We'll just ignore that.
Okay. I thought I was going to get to see part of your functional food program.
Well, we are going to talk about that, and we'll run that. Actually, let me just, you know, so we are in pre-launch, so I'm going to talk about that for a minute, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, we talked about you this weekend because I saw Jesse this weekend.
What'd he say? He's hyper.
Oh no, he's loving it. He likes the program. He likes the site. He likes the way that everything's going down.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. He's so brilliant too. We're so grateful.
He's incredibly intelligent. Yeah. Because he was a pilot in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
But he's got a project that he's working on. I'm not using phytates. I can't think of what it is. Anyway, it's he's using chemistry to basically clean up the water supply and the earth. And so he has a chemical that they created that actually goes in and binds to toxins and extracts them out so they can they can take it out of the water supply or take it out of, I wish I could remember what it was called. I'll have to call him, and that bothered me. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, but he just signed up with a big project that's possibly going to go through. So, you know, he's had that going for a long time, and nobody's jumped on it. Now there's the...
Well, it's interesting that you say that.
You know.
So I use, you know, the Healy, right? And, you know, are you familiar with the Healy?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so for those who are not, it's you know, Time Warner. It's frequency healing, and they have like 144,000 plus different frequencies that lets the body heal itself, creating homeostasis. It helps from anything emotional, you know, physical, like all of that. And about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I took this device and I created a special frequency. And it turned out that frequency that I created, which was my own blend, puts the body in a state of homeostasis, allowing the body to release the toxicity it has. And then I used it on Naima's home, and we were actually able to get rid of the mold and everything in her home, sending the frequency on the house. And it occurred to me, I should be doing this on land all over the place, like start cleaning up the universe. What are your thoughts, Stephen? Is he frozen?
Oh. Well, I'm just asking Jesse what it was. I just texted him. You know, we can definitely, our energy definitely has an impact on all consciousness. I mean, if we change the way we think and the way we believe, we transfer the energy in there, we would treat the planet in a different way that is more respectful and not damage it.
So I like the easy button, meaning if I keep on infusing the universe with the frequency, eventually people are going to get used to the good versus getting used to the bad.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a small ripple effect, right? You can't change the world. It all starts within you.
Right. And so,
all you can do is change yourself to be a better person, and others will follow, because people typically are not leaders, they're followers.
Yes, they are. Totally.
So if you want to be the example for everyone else.
Yeah, and I'm actually offering this frequency. I mean, it's usually way more expensive, but $15 for 15 minutes. And it helps you, helps the body, and this is not FDA cleared. The device is FDA cleared for pain and lots of other things, but it does. But it will help the body remove toxins by creating homeostasis, so the body just naturally releases it. So the frequency is not releasing the toxins; it's allowing your body to be in homeostasis and then naturally do what it does, you know, which is release toxins. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot of messages here. Wow. Okay. Hold on. So I'm going to try to get through these. So it says, love thyself truly. It then allows us to love others. Jerry Curtin says, killer, I think you must find your own God part and then learn to let your ego rest. I've always found a smile in the phrase, God is playing Jerry and he's playing Steve, playing with himself. Wait, God is playing Jerry and he's playing Steve, playing with himself. What does that mean?
They were all one.
Oh, thank you. You guys are more enlightened than me, I'm just going to tell you. And then Jerry wants to know where you practice. Would you tell the world where you practice, please?
I'm in Deerfield, Illinois, which is right north of Chicago, and down in Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay. And Jerry has his business in Wisconsin, right? I think it's right over the border.
Okay. So, yeah, that's probably about 45 minutes or so.
I will connect the two of you after the show, if that's okay, because
sure.
I'm hearing, yeah. Actually, what I'm going to also do is this, would you put your contact information in the private chat, and then I'll display it so everyone can connect with you?
You want me to put, you have mine. Do you want to tell it to Jerry?
No, I want you to put your information, so I have to look up your information, actually. If you put it in the private chat for me, unless I can just look it up here real quick. Let's see.
No, I can do that. I was actually going to try to, I got a new QR code, so I can send people a QR code. You just scan it with your phone, it gives them all the information.
Oh, love. Now, I can't put the QR code in here. Here, actually, no. I do have your information. Here, copy, paste. So, so there it is in the thread, okay? And so it is, he's at www.protouchrehab.com. Oh, my goodness. And 847-372-8874. A lot of my clients, who I've seen also see Dr. Steven. And I will just tell you, no one's ever disappointed. Go see Dr. Steven. Okay, so we have some other... okay, so here's the other comments. And then I think what we want to do is go to some healing. Vieta says, yes, I spray my window screens with a boiled essence from cloves and basil and then add vinegar after it cools. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, clove. I didn't know about the basil, but the cloves. Do you know why basil, Steve, or not?
I don't know.
Is a great repellent. And Andrew says, thank you, honey. I love you, Andrew. And then Chris says, I don't kill bugs anymore either, even those that frighten me. Last was a large spider. And, okay, also I've been experiencing when outside and the flies are driving me nuts to have love and gratitude for staying off of me. It does work. So this is what I do with bees. So when there's bees, I used to be very, very scared of them. But when you think about bees, when bees are like buzzing, they're actually buzzing at the frequency of 528. So they're the frequency of love. So I just started sending them love back. So, all right. We have a lot of comments here. I'd like to see if we have any callers in the back. So if you want to call in and get some help from Dr. Steven, it's 515-605. Oh, it's got to scroll. 515-605-9325. And I will check the blog talk. And just call in and then press 1 if you want to receive healing from Dr. Steven. And then I am also putting that frequency, if you want to get a frequency from me, I am putting that frequency in the thread, the purchase link. So it just kind of looks like that. And it's $15. And I have lots of people who they had some sort of virus that started with a C that they were able to, get rid of pretty quickly. I mean, it doesn't mean it goes away in an instant, but if you're typically sick for 7 to 10 days, we usually cut it down to, 2 days, or you're super stressed out or you just want to get rid of toxins in your body. Okay. And Vieta saying basil repels mosquitoes. I had no idea about that. Did you? Steven, or not so much?
No, I did not know that.
So did Jesse get back to you about what he's doing with the water reclamation, or?
No.
Okay, yeah.
He's working on a big bank project.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him last night. That's what he said. Yeah. So he said, I go, well, just, watch the show and, text. He goes, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm like, okay. All right, so we got a private chat. You should be offering that 15 monthly subscription.
That was just for you.
We should talk about that offline. Love to. Yeah. So actually, that's actually not a bad idea. So stay tuned for that. That we'll be offering the frequency as a. I knew there was something you were thinking about because you had that look on your face. about the frequency, I'm like, wow.
Well, here, I was just saying. So, yeah, I mean, it would be an easy thing for you to offer people, right? And so they could easily, and it's low cost, it would be a benefit to them, pay $15 a month monthly subscription, and then you just set the frequency that they need for that month, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they just have a monthly, you know, fee of $15. Everybody can afford $15, and then you just program it to that frequency of whatever they need for that month, right? And you just let but you need more than you probably need more than one machine.
So I have more than one machine. We have two machines, and
right. The thing would have to run on a constant program.
So it only runs for a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we would. So it. So we only run it for, like, it's 12 minutes that we run, because you don't need to run it for too long.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Actually, we could do, I could come up with a subscription program for, because it's no big deal for me once I program it and run the analysis. But if they're just doing this one frequency, you know, I could probably do some sort of monthly subscription where they get it, like, you know, all they have to do is send a text and let me know, and I can send that frequency.
No, you just keep a file on them, and you know who's paying monthly, and you just do the frequency for them.
Well, here's the thing: the frequency is very powerful. I don't want somebody in the car when I'm running the frequency.
Oh. Okay.
So I would want them to be cognizant that we are. Running that. Now, actually, what I could do, there's another frequency that I created that we could run at any time. And so they could just, you know, and I could, that I'll do. So there's another frequency that brings homeostasis in a different way, but you can drive the car or do anything you want while you're running that frequency. So I'm actually going to put a package together, and I'll put it together for people so that they can get that. And it'll be cheap. It'll be like the first one will be the one that gets all the toxins out, and the second one would be one that keeps everybody in homeostasis. And because once you get that frequency to the body, it usually holds it for a while, you know. Love that. So I actually need to run a commercial, which I never did, for Willie Wilson. He's running for mayor. So let me just do that let's just see here. Only 30 seconds.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
All right. So since we don't have any callers in who want healing, I'm going to pull a card from my Oracle deck. It's called The Power of Surrender. And I'm going to pull a card for the collective. And Spirit, I'm going to ask that we do it for the people that are listening now, what's most important for them. Okay. This is a perfect card. Okay. So it's surrender to the magic of who you are. That's a perfect card to pull for the collective. And I'll read it. It says, we all have magic in us, even in the mundane aspects of life. So remember that you are a magical being with a uniqueness and worth that come from just being you. And I want to expand upon this. You know, I actually worked with a really fabulous doctor in Libertyville. I used to call him the Magic Man, right? And let me back up. So it's Miguel Ruiz who wrote the book, The Four Agreements, right? Don't take anything personally. Always do your best. What are the other two? Here, let me just look it up.
Be impeccable with your speech.
With your word, right? Yeah. Here, The Four Agreements. And so I'll show this on the screen. So here we go. So the four agreements: be impeccable with your words, speak with integrity, say only what you mean, avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word to offer love. Never use it to cause fear or pain in another or yourself. That's huge. don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. That was a hard one for me to get. What others say and do is a result of their own dream or perception of their rules, right? Their imagination. We all make rules about how things should be. But when you are immune to the opinions and the actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. And then we have, don't make assumptions. Find the quiet courage to ask questions and to express what you really communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. Yeah, avoid the drama. With just this one agreement about not making assumptions, you can actually completely transform your life. When we make assumptions, we are making up a story based on some past event that may not have ever been true to begin with either. So, and the last one, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment and be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you'll avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So, the fabulous doctor that I worked with, I felt like he didn't love himself. And I'm fairly certain that that was the case. And I remember saying to him, you know, we'll call him Danny, let's say. We'll call him Dr. Danny. And I said, Dr. Danny, I said, you are uniquely you. You are perfect as you are, and you're not supposed to be like anybody else. And he wanted to be like the one doctor that does everything for everybody. And what I think he forgot was that we're here in community, right? And we need each other to love on each other. And it's the magic, the unique magic of who you are that uniquely makes you, that makes you the superstar that you are. And you don't have to be someone else. And you don't have to be somebody else's, you don't have to fulfill on the expectation of someone else. It's just between you and source energy. And that's it. That's it. So I think we got more bug comments in here. We have Maika. Listen to that. Do you see that, Dr. Smith?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So Maika got a healing from Dr. Steven last month. She says, my left hip is no longer in pain. I had a knot that was found by my physical therapist, and it's definitely releasing. I still need motivation to be active. Do you want to?
Well, Maika, I'm going to tell you something. Motivation is bullshit. It's all discipline. That's all it boils down to. How bad do you want to take care of yourself? So it's about just doing the things that you know you need to do, and the more you do that, the easier it gets. Not everybody's going to be motivated every day. There's going to be days when you're tired, where you can make every excuse in the world. And are you going to be a person who makes excuses, or are you just going to do it because you want to do it? And so when we focus on, when we set a long-term goal, what we want to do is just forget about it and trust the universe is going to give it to us. So we know the actions we need to take. It's just doing those actions every day to get there. It's just showing up and doing it. I didn't want to work out yesterday. I got up in the morning. I landed at 2 a.m. And I had to get up at 6 a.m. I didn't land at 2. I landed at 12, and I had a problem with the Uber and getting an Uber ride and everything else like that, because nobody Uber ride wanted to take my ride because it was 40 minutes away from the airport, and they couldn't get a second ride on the way back. So I had difficulty getting home. But, you know, I could have easily just said, nah, I'm not going to work out today. Instead, I took an hour nap and then got up and then went and worked out. So it may not have been the most intense, insane workout, but I still put in the effort. And so in those small steps, eventually you will build the house. You'll build the foundation. You'll build the structures form. So it's just, don't forget about the motivation. You're not going to be motivated to do things. You just have to know what it is that you're supposed to do and just do it.
Let me ask you a question. When you did your workout, was it as heavy as a workout as all your other workouts or no?
Yeah, I mean, I just went in there. I trained back. So I did 6 sets of pull-ups and then and did some prone bent over rows, right? Or, yeah, it's prone. Supine. So I had my hands facing up, you know what I mean? 4 sets. I did 10 sets. That's all I did. You know, it probably took me 30 minutes, nothing big.
So why I'm asking is because I want people, it's not your full, maybe it wasn't your full workout.
No, but you're still putting the muscle under tension, right? And so the whole thing is all you're trying to do is put the muscle under tension. The amount of weight that you do isn't necessarily that important.
Right.
It's about placing the load, putting enough stress on the body.
And the fact that you went and did it.
Yeah, the fact that I went and did it. You know, I knew I needed to get some sleep. I took an hour nap, right, just because, you know, your body needs sleep and to have the immune system functioning. So I just took a nap for an hour and then did it.
Yeah, and so the reason I'm bringing this up.
Because if you say, I don't have the motivation, first of all, the person says they can, will do it, and the person says they can't, won't do it, right? It's no matter what, each person is right. So if you just say, you know, I may not want to do it today, but I know this is what I should be doing, and you just do it, it just becomes habit. That's all it is. And you won't make excuses. Because you can always find an excuse not to do anything.
Right. And so
the excuses everybody makes, it's time, money, right? It's basically time and money.
Right.
Or family, or, you know, those are the 3 big ones, right? Time, money, family, right? Or sometimes health. So they use other things in their life to find a reason why they can't.
Right. And so when I was disabled, which was for almost 4 years, I started with walking down the stairs, which was 3 flights, to get my mail. And upstairs, and that was my exercise. And then my exercise or my activity was walking to the store and walking back. And then, you know, and eventually I was doing 7 miles, you know. So my point is, and for me, it was activity. Now it's activity and really self-care. What self-care activities do I need to do? They don't have to be as good or as amazing as they were the day before, and it kind of goes to always do your best, which will look different from day to day. And so it could be, like for you, Maika, maybe it's, if you can't do like a 20-minute walk, maybe it's a 5-minute walk, or maybe it's doing some stretches. You know, you don't have to do the same exact thing every day, but you create a pattern, a behavior, and have no excuses around having some activity of self-care. You know, would you agree?
I mean, like everybody's threshold of what they can and can't do is a little different. So,
threshold changes from day to day.
Well, Maika, yeah, of course, it's you can release subconscious beliefs that are there, right? And so what is it that's lacking the discipline? I mean, there could be beliefs that I'm not worthy. Who am I to be in shape? You know, people who are in shape are egotistical. I don't need, you know, what are the things that you're telling yourself?
Good questions, right? So mm-hmm. We actually have a caller in, and which I'm going to take, and we have to run a quick commercial. So caller 480-343, we're going to take your call.
My biggest thing is I deserve to be healthy, but that's...
Well, and actually I had to remove that belief system for me, right? So...
Yeah, she's addicted to being sick. Because mm-hmm. It's almost like she doesn't know any different.
Right, well, it's the identity that Maika doesn't want to let go of.
Yeah.
And right. I had to let go of that identity to get off a disability.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. And then with what Andrew and I went through, moving from Illinois to Georgia was very stressful. And then I had to shift. I mean, I had to do a lot of mind shifting, and I'm still doing mind shifting to get myself to where I feel like I have the level of activity I want. I definitely have the level of self-care that I want, but not the level of activity.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's run a quick commercial, and we will take the next caller, which I'm sure is for you. It will be good stuff.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
So the EMF neutralizers are now on Quick, and the link is in the thread. So if you buy an EMF neutralizer for your home, car, or your devices, and then you share that link, anybody who buys one of those, anything, you then get paid for their purchases, and that link is live for eternity, and you just keep on getting paid every time you share that link and someone purchases under you. It's not an MLM. It's just a different way to get paid, kind of like when you purchase from Amazon. So when you it's awesome. So if you want to get an EMF neutralizer for the home, or you have questions, give me a call. And then I am going to, let's see what we got here. We're going to take this caller, and then I'm going to show it's Mornings with Jody and the Bird Says Choose Bee. We are going to actually show that. And one of the reasons is that next week we have Jeremy Zito on, and he's going to be talking about really about food as medicine and his kitchenware called Kitchen Craft. It's amazing. All right, so let me.
Is it a stainless steel cookware set? Or...
Oh, yeah, and then some. And it doesn't allow you to, they don't want you to cook. The lower you cook, like it's on a low flame, is better for the pot. So it encourages you to, cook low and slow so that you don't turn your food into a carcinogen. It's pretty amazing. They're not cheap.
What's the website for that?
I'll show it to you. So I'll bring it up. And I think it's called Kitchen Craft, but I have to look it up. And while you're helping someone, I will get that information and I'll let's
see. Okay, cool. Yeah. I found the name of that compound or the chemical that Jesse's working on is a fairy, right? And so fairy basically turns toxic chemicals in the environment back into a non-toxic compound of iron.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, and that's basically, love it. I mean, that's, love it. Okay, so excited. love what he does. He's so brilliant and he's so passionate about water. You know, I love that about him. All right, so so we're going to bring you on the air. So 480-343, welcome to Self-Cell Care. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, Dr. Stephen. This is Chris. I'm calling from Arizona.
Yay!
Jody knows me. So I'm calling for a very particular reason. Many years ago, I was exposed to a really nasty little critter called chromated copper arsenic. Now, my exposure went on for a long time. It was very debilitating. So over the last few years, I've had big miracles and huge changes in my life where health is concerned. We're coming to a point wherein, man, it is hanging on in my gut like no tomorrow. Everything I eat makes me sick. Everything. It is unpleasant. It is not fun. When that liver in there gets overloaded and kicks in, I get super angry, emotions out of control. And recently we started trying to draw the arsenic out again, and I took three chlorella. Chlorella is a super green, you know, wonderful in their own environment for drawing out heavy metals and stuff. It knocked me so on my rear end, I completely lost all my equilibrium for a full 24 hours. I need some help. Like, my gut needs assistance, and I would be ever grateful if you could provide a little relief for that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, we are talking about chlorella, right? And taking chlorella, chlorella binds to heavy metals, but the problem is it does bind to them, but it's not great at holding onto them and letting your body extract them. So typically they get out in the system, and then they just the metals actually just fall back into place, and then they cause some havoc. That's why you have some symptoms. I would start taking zeolite.
It's a rock mineral.
Yeah, I would take zeolite. Zeolite binds to other heavy metals. But typically there's other things heavy metals that are going on. That's the one thing. But usually they're attached on to pathogens as well. And so I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What is it?
Chris.
Chris, you want to give him your full name?
Full name. Sure, I got you. Christina Sue.
All right, I got it. All right, awesome. All right, Chris. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to start by making sure that you're connected. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to check if your mind and body are connected. Those are good. So we're going to check to see if you're connected to the earth. So we check spirit to earth, mind to earth, body to earth. We go to universe to spirit, universe to mind, universe to body. And the universe to your body is not connected. Infinite love and gratitude. So the divine source to your actual physical body wasn't connected. Infinite love and gratitude. And the reason why that happens is painful events and stress in our life. And arsenic, what we want to do with this arsenic, I'm going to find the specific frequency of that. So it's 1 to 100, 100 to 200, 100, 150, 150, 60, 160, 170, 170, 180, 180, 190, 81, 82, 82.1, 82.2. All right, so we want to change the frequency of that so your body will recognize it. Good. And then we want to go we check the liver. Yeah, we got the liver, so resentment. Okay, infinite love and gratitude, resentment. So when I go into the emotion of resentment, resentment also usually means that there's mold going on. But let's just scan for virus. There's no virus. Let's check bacteria, no. But if I go here, that's what it is. The resentment is there. It's holding on to that arsenic. And why it's not letting go is there's a bunch of mold. So mold is an underlying issue with that. Figure out where that's at. So we're going to check. We're going to go here. Not there. Check. All right. So we're going to integrate that. Where's my manual? I don't have my manual on me here, but it's deep pulse on the right side, more proximal.
Right.
So we integrated that. I believe it's lung. So good. So whenever you have resentment at 1 to 10, 1, 2, 3 years old, what happened? What happened around 3 years old, Chris?
My uncle molested me.
Okay. Infinite love. I want you to think about that experience and play that movie in your mind. Infinite love and gratitude.
Okay.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Good. And I want you to say, I'm deserving of being respected.
I'm deserving of being respected.
And loved.
And loved.
And honored.
And honored.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Good. I'm deserving of respected. Good. Anything else with that? No. Cool. We created this portal of energy, and we're going to go through it. We're going to tell you a story of what's actually happening. So we know now that we have an emotional, no biochemical, no structural, no spiritual imbalance. Input at love and gratitude, spiritual imbalance. And so the spirit is energy. When the spirit doesn't flow, it affects us emotionally, biochemically, and structurally. It affects all three aspects of the triad of health. And so that energy that isn't flowing is actually there because of the mind, the heart, your will, your choices, and beloved gratitude. So at 3 years old, you didn't have a choice.
Right.
When we don't have a choice and we internalize, deny, or disconnect from it, which you denied that you had a choice to make a decision, the energy stopped flowing. And when that happened, it ended up not flowing through the fire, the earth, the metal, the water, the wood. We already said that. Liver, Shen, Ko, Luo. So the liver didn't feed the gallbladder. Infinite love and gratitude, the liver is feeding the gallbladder. And so the wood element in Chinese medicine deals with the oak tree and planting our roots in the ground, knowing who we are so we can branch out and grow. But if we don't forgive, we hold on to certain situations that happen in our life, we feel like victims, we feel like we aren't worthy of being respected, loved, and honored, and we hold on to that guilt. Actually, there's guilt there too. Did you blame yourself for what happened?
Yes, because I wasn't heard. I told and I wasn't heard.
Yeah.
I told after this happened, a while after it happened, and the only thing that was said to me, well, when he tried to put it in your mouth, why didn't you bite it? And that was it. And then I was forced to deal with this man for many years afterwards.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that singular incident created a few other huge things as a kid in my life. Like, I was put up on a crowd of children, 200 to 300 children, with my little brownie dress on and my legs spread bare for all of them to see. And this mob carried me from one end of this enormous playground to the other. That's another incident wherein I was punished but never asked, how did it get to this point? You know, I was held responsible for 300 children doing this. So, yeah, there is resentment. There is some anger. There is a lot of I was not heard and or seen going on there.
Right.
And I'm ready to get rid of it.
The resentment that you feel is there, right, not being heard, you know, not being respected, not being loved, not being honored. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressful is it? How intense is that resentment? 1 not being stressful, 10 being like to the point where you can't take it and you want to die.
7 to 8, depending upon the day.
Okay, cool. So we're at 7 or 8, right? When we're done, we're going to be at 0, okay? So
perfect.
We have a 7 or 8 that's there of that resentment. And so it stopped the gallbladder from feeding the liver. It stopped cycling through. And so we can't be our authentic self if we're holding on to resentment, right? We have to forgive others. And as soon as you just forgive others, the energy will begin to flow again, okay? So I always tell people, you will not be punished by your anger, but for your anger, right? I'm sorry, the other way around. You will not be punished for your anger, but you'll be punished by your anger. So the anger that runs in the subconscious mind and that frustration continues to run on a pattern that will bring you, it'll force you to bring it to consciousness or kill you. So
right.
We have the energy that hasn't been flowing, and it's basically now expressed emotionally as a thought virus, emotional cancer, personal evasion, emotional, physical, sexual, personal evasion, infinite love and gratitude, sexual, personal evasion. And so the emotion that's there is resentment, it's anger, it's gall, it's stubborn, emotion repressed, indecisive, irrationality. It's frustration, infinite love and gratitude. Frustration, infinite love and gratitude. It's frustration. So I want you to say, I'm a value.
I am a value.
Value. And
I'm sorry,
deserve to be heard.
I am a value and I deserve the earth.
To be heard.
To be heard.
Infinite love and gratitude. Good. Motion. Expression channel structure, specific bones, cartilage, limbs, muscles, joints, organs, fascia, lymphatic circulation, nerves, integument, infinite love and gratitude, integument, that's your skin, infinite love and gratitude, and your inner intestines, so the integument. So on to resentment, anger, gall, stubborn, most pressed, indecisive, frustration, aggression, depression, infinite love and gratitude. Chris, I want you to play the movie of depression in your mind, no matter wherever, whatever, whomever comes to your mind. I want you to connect with that. And I want you to see the world. I actually, as you're doing that, infinite love and gratitude, I want you to actually reframe that. And what I want you to do is actually play a movie in your mind of you being heard and being respected and the universe providing for you the things that you need in your life. Love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Awesome. So now I want to know any emotion, know anything, it's an expression channel, know. Is there a holding pattern? Mind, body. So we're going to find out if there's a body holding pattern here. So this is how it's actually physically manifesting in your life, in your health. And it's in the body. It's an element, a cell, an organ, a gland, a pathogen, a sensitive system. Electromagnetic? No. It is digestive, infinite love and gratitude. Any other systems? Yeah. Immune system, infinite love and gratitude, your immune system. Any other systems? No. Elements, cells, organs, glands, pituitary, pineal, thyroid, adrenal glands, infinite love and gratitude, your adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm.
No other glands, body, elements, cells, organs, glands, pathogens, no. Senses, systems. So we have another system. Let's go to the system. 1 to 10. So genital urinary, no. Hemorrhagic filtration, no. Circulation, infinite love and gratitude, the circulatory system. Systems, body, holding pattern, we'll close that out, infinite love and gratitude. And
wow.
So I'm going to have you repeat after me now, Chris, okay?
Okay.
My name is Chris.
My name is Chris.
And today I choose.
And today I choose.
To be my best.
To be my best.
By being 100%.
By being 100%.
Ready?
Ready?
Willing?
Willing?
Able?
Able?
Safe?
Safe?
Supported?
Supported?
And deserving?
And deserving.
Of being respected, loved, and honored?
Of being respected, loved, and honored.
And as I listen, and as I listen to others.
And as I listen to others.
They listen to me.
They listen to me.
Right now.
Right now.
Infinitely.
Infinitely.
And forever.
And forever.
No matter how painful.
No matter how painful.
Scary.
Scary.
Or challenging.
Or challenging.
It is.
It is.
Has been.
Has been.
Or will be.
Or will be.
Yeah, yeah. So the solid as a rock right now. And so, you know, your body's in a perfect spot now to detox that arsenic. I just wouldn't take any more chlorella. Chlorella actually stresses your body out. Your body doesn't handle that well. I would definitely take the zeolite, like I told you to.
Okay. Is it zeolite?
Somebody in your area, if you can find somebody to do ozone IVs on you, I would do several ozone IVs because it'll support your body in detoxification.
Well, the frequency really? I have will actually detox her in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the zeolite. Yeah. So,
thank you so much, all of you.
Yeah. How do you feel right now, Chris?
Okay. The tears are gone. I felt like maybe I was going to break down and lose it, but my body is not shaking so bad anymore. I can hold my hand out. It's steady. It's going to take a while, I think, just to live the heaviness in my heart, let it go, right? Other than that, I feel great. My gut feels good. That's for sure.
Yeah, hang on. The resentment that was there, you said it was a 7 or 8. Where's that resentment right now?
First, it definitely feels better. I don't feel like I'm going to heave or vomit or all those general things.
All that was there. So that whole experience that was actually manifested by you on a subconscious level was there to reawaken you. The fact that you are of value and deserve being heard. And it had to take those things to get you to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, you never would have.
Right. And that's what I was going to get at, is that what was the lesson
for
Chris?
Well, sure. It set me searching, right? Because if all these things would not have happened in my life, I would have been comfortable right where I was. I actually would never have probably chosen to look outside of myself, figure out who God was for me, study all these different religions. And honestly, over this period of time where I haven't been able to get out and participate really in overall community and life because it was so debilitating, that actually gave me the time I needed in a way to look at all these things, figure it out and learn about my own health journey, right? What works, what doesn't. Like, I have a wealth of knowledge about the body, the organs, and all these wonderful things that I never would have sought out ever had I not been sent down this path through what to perceive as awful things happening in my life.
You're on a good path now. You're in a much better place. So you're in the right frequency to start detoxing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Jody, I'll call you later about the frequency. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just the easy button. You don't have. I mean, you have to drink 8 to 12 ounces of water. You're gonna want to sleep that one day. A little bit because I'm hearing how much toxicity is in your body, and be going to withdrawal or like the heavy detox, that you would have to go through if you went it through the other way with nutrition. I love it. It's just, I like easy. Make life easy.
Yes.
So,
all right, my darlings, I'm going to go and I'm going to let somebody else whom I know needs help and assistance. Thank you to both of you. Love and light.
Before you hang up, Naima has this message. She typed my name by accident, but she meant it for you, I know. She says, wow, that is a huge thing to be carrying around. And thanks for having the courage to talk about it. Jody, she meant to write Chris. And really want to acknowledge you, right? Like, first of all, it's a large load to carry around. I acknowledge you and witness you for releasing it and having the courage to bring it out, because since you brought it out for others, and you're giving others the courage as well. So I want you to acknowledge yourself as a leader, someone who is willing to change in the world that she wants to see.
Thank you so much. That touches my heart. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, I'll just say this. Everyone in this world is so quick to judge why someone does or does not do anything. And we don't walk in other people's shoes. And this is just another example Like, we don't walk in anybody else's shoes. You don't know the burden that people are carrying. So be the one who's willing to help them release the burden instead of judge.
Right. Amen, sister. Amen.
I love you, Chris. And
I love you.
I love you, Dr. Steve. You're such a gift. No, really, you are such a gift. I consider you a soul brother. And when I saw your image on Facebook and saw your post on Facebook, which was over a few months ago, which is how we met, I just intuitively knew.
What post was it?
It was something about universal law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, one of your, you know, phenomenal posts. They're all good.
I haven't been as active.
It's okay. It's like it's a balance, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a balance. But it was what drew me. I'm like, shit, this guy talks my language, you know, like that. And I love that we get to learn from each other, right? I learned so much from you, and you're such a gift. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you take the time. People have no clue. I'm just going to say this because he won't say it. People have no clue how busy he is and how many clients he makes time to fit in.
Okay.
And he takes the time to come to this show and gift to other people. Because that's the heart and soul of who he is. Thank you for what you do.
Right? It's motivation versus discipline.
Well, yeah, and that's how I am. I mean, like, look, Spirit has been telling me to bring my functional food program to the world self-paced to make it affordable for the masses since last September. And so apparently the girls are coming in. Come on, girls. And so it's labor of love. Come on. Oh, Jesus. It's my boyfriend. Tinkerbell has this thing for you. I'm just going to tell you. Like, yeah. Tinker, show him your wing. We call her Wing. That's her nickname because she can fly. You know,
yeah.
Like she couldn't fly when we got her. So she can fly now. And she's like, I was a little embarrassed that you were talking about me, Mama. But anyway, I lose track. That's all good. But anyways, if anybody, you know, you should, you know, get on Dr. Steven's schedule, you know, if you need more than what we're doing here today. It's 9:33, so it's the time we go for a couple commercials, and then I have another caller on Blog Talk who wants to talk to you, Steve.
Okay.
And so, Chris, thank you for being here. I'm going to close off your mic, and I looked at you. Did you, or no, the 480? Oh, okay, so wait a minute. So, no, we're good. So the next call I'm going to take is 407-701. So just hold tight for a minute for me, please. And we're just going to run those commercials.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. how Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food is medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
So I'm just going to talk about two programs here. One is my program, which really supports in removing the toxicity from your life, how to be active in your own life in getting rid of toxicity, whether it's your food supply, your water supply, understanding what's in your personal care items, your home care items, things that you would not even think about in terms of electromagnetic frequencies. And so my program really helps you understand those things, plus, like what Brazil nuts will do for your cholesterol and things like that. Now, Dr. Steven, he has another program, and it's really focused on weight loss, is it not?
Yeah, well, it's a holistic program. It's not as in-depth as yours, because I don't teach people about the food labels and everything like that. I made it very simple. And the program I put together, it's basically they have proteins, fats, and carbs. So there's three different diets. One if you weigh 125, one if you weigh 175, one if you weigh 225. And it tells you specifically how much protein, fats, and carbs to eat for that goal weight. And, if you're heavier, you just slowly wean your way down to the other one when your body stalls. And you can go up and it tells you a list of approved foods. And you just select the food and you put it in there. And then everybody complains, oh, I don't like the foods, they're bland, they're boring, everything's grilled, there's, no flavor, I can't stick to this, and make excuses, right? They don't have the motivation because they don't have the discipline. So then I say, okay, well, great, here's 40 recipes.
Right.
So now you can't complain that food tastes bad. Now you just have to actually make the food flavorful. And let me tell you, the scallops that are in there are amazing. There's a couple of protein shake recipes that are really dynamite soup.
Right.
So,
there's
protein pancakes in there. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do. So there's no excuse anymore that the foods taste bad. These are good. And then in the back, you don't have to go to the gym. If you're embarrassed to go to the gym, you can't make an excuse anymore because there's 16 at-home workouts. So it's the food, the lifestyle, and the exercise programs that you need to have the success.
And how much is your program?
They can download it for $99.
Right. So mine is $99. Yours is $99. And I don't think it's an either or.
They'd get benefit from both, right? Yours tells them the lifestyle, but mine gives them the actual macronutrients.
Which is what is cool. So cool.
And they don't have to total it up. They don't have to add it up. You get three meals and two shakes. I recommend Muscle Feast whey proteins, and if they can get a hold of this webcast, I've been trying to get them to let me sell their product on my site because I don't like anybody else's protein, and they're not very motivated to have me list their product. I mean, and the thing of it is I make very little profit margin on their product. It's just I can make more money on someone else's product, but I just don't like their product.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of products I do like, and what I discovered, and I shouldn't say that because actually there's a handful of products that I like, but I have more than one, right? And okay, you have something you need to say. Give us a minute and stop biting our mommy's. I will hear you. Give me a minute.
She wants the popcorn.
She wants popcorn?
Yeah.
Seriously? Is that what you
mean? Yeah.
You want pop? She does. You want mommy to go make popcorn in the middle of the show? Oh, she says, well, we've got 50 pounds of organic popcorn kernels. She goes, make me popcorn. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, and she wants me to show the video of the bone broth. Where she says choose beef.
Yeah. You better behave or I'll eat my chicken in front of you and show you who's boss.
So Pamela Gadsden says, wow, thank you for sharing, Chris. That was a powerful healing. Yeah, you know, and, you know, I think it probably goes without saying, but, I mean, I know you were focused
on... Yeah, well, none of us are victims. We all attract in the drama and the problems that are in our life. And as soon as we take accountability for that, we have the power to transform that.
How do you track that as a three-year-old? Do we come and do it as on a soul level?
Oh, it's just karmic past life. Nobody would ever consciously choose this stuff, right?
Right.
But we choose our families and events and things like that when we come here.
Okay, yeah. And I think some people are aware of that and some people are not. And so because, you know, the immediate reaction
I wasn't aware of that. It took me a long time. I don't want to say a long time, I guess I'm only 40, but, you know, it took me quite a while to come to that realization. When I first started hearing that, I thought that was total nonsense and bullshit. And I didn't want to buy into that, and I fought it for a long time. And the deeper I got into the metaphysical stuff and really understanding that, you know, in quantum physics, how everything's intertangled in quantum physics, I started to realize that everything really is moving your mind, and we do create our experiences. And so as soon as you decide to love the experience, you can transform it and understand that there's a message behind what's actually happening.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. And I know Andrew would support me saying this. So Andrew and I had issues for years. And I always knew because Spirit told me that this was the man I'm supposed to marry. Right. And I'm thinking, but Spirit, we're kind of having some issues. And then I finally got that Andrew was here. I mean, first of all, he's here to, you know, take on his own lessons. Don't get me wrong. But for me, he was teaching me how to help others, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Like he brought up stuff, one, that I needed to clear for myself, right? So he activated that for me. Thank you very much. And number two, he showed, you know, he was kind of stubborn on some things, and he showed me how to help him, right? So it gave me an opportunity to have that experience, so now I can help others. So it's a beautiful thing. If we start looking at the lesson, instead of like something's wrong with Andrew or something's wrong with me, it's just navigate the experience so that you can bring more healing to the world. You know, simple, right?
Totally. Look, if everyone was honest and authentic to themselves and their heart, they would know exactly the steps to make. But it's the beliefs they have within and the program they have within that causes them to make poor choices in relationships, finances, careers. You know, it's just a total disconnection. It's they're searching for something outside them. And if they were authentic and truly following their heart, they would make every decision, not with their mind, but what felt in their heart.
So, yes, and when I teach about how to access source energy, you want me to run Healy on you? She goes, talk about, you want, no, you want me to talk about Healy? She goes, remind everybody to use the Healy. It's so helpful.
She's really commanding today.
Today? Who are you kidding? She wears the pants in the family. I'm just going to tell you. All right, let me run the third quick 30-second commercial, and because otherwise we're going to run out of time, and then we're going to help this other person. Let me see if I can find that third one for Willie. Here we go.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Okay, so we are going to bring on the next caller, and I'm just going to say, now your program's already launched. Is that right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. It's totally downloadable right now.
Okay. And then I also shared the information on Kitchen Craft in the thread, and I gave it to you.
I got it. Thank you.
So they are going to be on the show next week, and they're going to talk about the power of this cookware. Like, it's transformational. So you'll never, like, if you're a newlywed and you're listening to this, you'll never have to buy cookware again. Okay, so let's get the next caller. So 407-701. Hey, Tom, hey, let's put a template of lavender around your body. Bring a template of lavender. Bring lavender around your body. Bring in calm. Thank you. Okay. So we're bringing in 407-701. And we'll ask, what's your name and where are you calling from? Let's see if I can get that to work. There we go. Welcome to the show.
Grand Rising, Jody. This is Beata in Florida.
Hi, lovey.
Enjoying the conversation here. It's hot, though.
So
thank you, Dr. Stephen, for your gift that you're bringing. And I'll get to, we don't have a whole lot of time, I know. So I'll get to my physical issue, which I've been working on so many levels, emotional and physical, doing castor oil. I have this spot on right above my ankle on my right leg. And it's kind of like a little edema bubble that comes and goes, and then it causes numbness in my toes. So I've been, you know, working on my circulation and trying to figure out what is this swelling that shows up on my right leg, right above my ankle, and hoping you can give me some, maybe fine-tune what's going on in my mind, body, spirit, whatever.
Well, I mean, look, it could be a cyst. It could be a fatty tumor. I mean, I can't see it or anything. If you push on it, does it move around?
No.
Okay. Usually fatty tumors, so you can move around. Is it hard?
Fairly. It's medium hard. Not super hard, but
Has it been growing over time, becoming larger?
It comes and goes. It's like the same spot and on my ankle,
yeah.
And it comes and goes, and then it affects my circulation and my legs.
So you guys, I hear what it is. So our right side is about giving, and our left side is receiving, right? And I'm going to ask you a question. Where are you giving too much in your life, like overgiving?
That's a joke, Jody. It's like I'm okay. So I have two grandchildren. I have a son. I live in my son's. I renovated a shed in my son's backyard. So I live in the shed, and my grandchildren come and go because they're divorced. My son's divorced. So I'm giving to my grandchildren. I'm giving to my son, and his life and his house. And then I have two blog talk shows that I do every week, plus a yoga class. And then I have a friend. Who's disabled, who I lived with for a year and a half, and she and I are really close now. So I help her every now and then. So yeah, I'm giving a lot, and that's one of the things I thought about.
How is it balanced with what you receive?
Well, that's what I've been working on. So that's what I'm hoping that Dr. Stephen can help me either confirm I'm going on the right path, or that, because I've been working. I spent a whole weekend at the beach and took pictures of the sunrise and just spent time with a friend. We went dancing. And so I'm trying to balance this giving and receiving, as you point out.
See?
Okay. So... So here's what I want you to do. What emotion is it that you feel when you think about you're giving too much? How does it make you feel?
Resentment comes up a lot, and loneliness comes up occasionally.
Resentment's not it. What's the actual emotion?
The actual emotion? Well, maybe sadness comes up sometimes.
It's actually yearning.
Yearning. Okay, I like that.
It's a deep desire that's there of wanting and not receiving, and put a love of gratitude.
Okay.
It's yearning that's there. And so that yearning of wanting to be cared for and accepted, it's actually coming from 1 to 10, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1 to 10, 5, 6 years old. So it's coming from 6 years old. So the 6-year-old little girl you. wants her dad's attention.
Okay. My parents divorced when I was probably between 6 and 10. And
yeah,
my
so
parents
I,
were
I
had
experience.
A stressful marriage. Yeah. And my mother was an alcoholic most of my life.
Yeah, April
mostly
Grant.
From the time I was born, I believe she was probably really attached to her alcohol.
Yeah, so it's a deep one. It's a deep yearning, right? And so we just want to basically reprogram that into, you know, I don't have to give of myself to receive love from others. I'm worthy of love intrinsically. I'm made of love, and for love of gratitude, and for love of gratitude, and for love of gratitude. And so as soon as we change that, then we can go through the portal. I'm going to touch that spot on your ankle, would you, for me?
Uh-huh.
You know, nah, that's good. No. Okay, we're good to there. So that's all it was this deep want, this universe telling you that you are deserving love. All you have to do is be yourself. There's nothing you have to do externally for others to gain that love. So, no, it's good. So it's expressed emotionally in front of love and gratitude to the emotions. The emotions of the triad of health that were disconnected from the mind, the heart, your feelings. In front of love and gratitude is disconnected feelings at 6 years old that caused fire element not to flow. So it's the small intestine, the thyroid, adrenal, sex organs. In front of love and gratitude, Shen, sex organs can now feed the spleen and the pancreas. In front of love and gratitude. So it's rising up, knowing that you're enough so that you will nurture yourself, taking care of yourself. Just in that, and realizing you're enough, people will want to take care of you. There's nothing you have to do externally for others to gain their validation. So, and then it becomes expressed structurally specific bones, cartilage, a cartilage specific everywhere. So cartilage in your whole body is holding on to that emotion. The cartilage is in the fire, and obviously low self-esteem. I just want you to play the movie in your mind of the things that you don't feel like you're good enough for and not worthy of. Right? And it's just basically a core of I'm worthy of love, and for love and gratitude. I am enough, and for love and gratitude. Good. Emotion, expression channel, holding pattern. Body. So it's affecting your body, and for love and gratitude. Elements, cells, organs, glands. Affecting your pituitary gland, and for love and gratitude, your pituitary gland. And glands? No. Body, elements, cell. And for love and gratitude, cell. Nucleus, endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, cell membrane, if love and gratitude, cell membrane, any other parts of the cell, body, elements, cells, organs, glands, pathogens, sense systems. So what system is this impacting? What system is the pituitary impacting because of the disconnection from 6 years old that you chose, you know, that you had to give to others in order to receive and be liked and be accepted and belong? And so the system is musculoskeletal system, if love and gratitude, the musculoskeletal system, any other systems, no. Body, elements, cells, organs, heart, lung, large intestine, small intestine, kidneys, if you're looking at your kidneys, any other organ, body, holding pattern, that was easy, infinite love and gratitude, cool. So we went through that now, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but that bump that's there on your leg, How does it look right now, and how does it feel?
Well, it seems to be smoothing out because I've been kind of rubbing it and holding it like it's okay.
But the core of this was from yearning. So it was this deep desire to be accepted by others, and you had to do things to prove your worth, where you were worthy the whole time. Everybody has to realize that they are enough, and all they have to do is follow what their heart tells them they should be doing in this life and what their purpose is. And in that, you will attract everything that's meant for you. You're always at where you're supposed to be. Even the bad things that people perceive as bad are happening for you.
I feel like my circulatory system has been affected by that more than any, because my feet are always cold. My hands and feet are cold often, so I'm always working on my circulation.
Your pituitary gland is going to be a big regulator in body temperature, because that's going to affect the thyroid.
Yeah, my thyroid temperature is always low.
For that, and I think circulatory system was one of the things. I can't remember. Was circulatory system one of the things that came up, or was that one of the last one? I can't remember.
Circulatory system came up.
Yeah.
Well, and it's about, you know, it's about the balance. I'd like to add a little something to her healing. So I'm going to erase that timeline where, let me just bring this in. I'm going to erase the timeline for giving in exchange for receiving, and replace it with a balance between giving and receiving, a healthy balance of giving and receiving. So it allows you to recreate, Vieta, the place to establish a balance of giving and receiving, not based upon what you were taught at age 6.
Yes. All that feels really good. The energy from both of you amazing people, amazing souls, I would say, that energy feels great. So it's really helpful. I see it seemed like almost like that spot is gone, but it's just smoother. It's not bulky anymore. But thank you so much. I appreciate both of you. It's been a real gift. And so I'm going to just play some gratitude music.
I'm trying to look something up.
Okay, while you look something up, I'm going to just share one other thing about that. So I have a little bit of inflammation under my left eye, and I don't think it's really visible, you know, on the show, Vieta. And it's because I have an issue receiving. So that's my gift, or my learning here. How can I learn how to receive? And it's about letting go of control so that I can receive. And actually, Spirit's telling me, while Steve is looking up something for you, I'm going to pull a card for you, Vieta, because I'm being told, oh, don't you do that. Come on, Daddy's making you popcorn, okay? But I can't do that on the show. No.
We all love popcorn, even the birds.
Yes, okay, so you got the card, Surrender Unhealthy Relationships. So it says, let go of relationships that don't serve you. And I'm hearing that you're overgiving to these unhealthy relationships because you want to have something from them, but they're not able to give. So you have to surrender. It actually doesn't mean that you actually have to surrender the person. It means you have to surrender the relationship that you created and recreate a relationship based on healthy boundaries and healthy agreements. So it says, let go of relationships that don't serve you, including unavailable or toxic people. You deserve to be treasured by others and to be surrounded by positive people.
And that's exactly, thank you, Joe. That's what came up for me at the beach, is that I had too many emotional vampires in my life, and that I did begin a surrender to letting go of unhealthy energy from people who are like sucking me, the blood out of me, you know, energy vampires. So I started that process like a week or two ago, about 2 weeks ago, of really letting go and surrendering those type of relationships. So that's spot on as far as the last month, I would say, that's been coming into my consciousness. To not let go of the people so much, but change the relationship and set more boundaries.
Right. So it's not. So when we say let go of healthy, unhealthy relationships, and Dr. Steve is finding something back there. When we say about letting go of unhealthy relationships, it's not necessarily the person, but it's the relationship that was created, and then you get to, you know, cut those cords, singe them, and then recreate it based upon new healthy boundaries.
Yes,
did you find
absolutely.
What you were looking for, Stephen?
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to touch base on was a cookware set. I want, when you have him on, I want to ask him what the difference between what he's doing with Salad Master is.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure that he's prepared to do that Salad Master.
Salad Master, yeah, because they're an organic cookware company that uses certain grades, stainless steel, and they have a special patent formula that has, it's supposed to do the same thing, where it has a layer in between that's supposed to keep the food more evenly heated so it doesn't denature. So I just want to know what the difference is.
So, yeah, so so he's going to be on next week.
Yeah.
And let me just share real quick. Next week we have Kitchen Craft, and then we have Michelle the following week, the intuitive, you know, the rock star coach. We have Casey coming back, our alchemist, our emotional alchemist. We have Alexis Baden. She's with the Organic Consumers Association. We have Jim Elveridge after that, and he's with Altera in Oregon, which is EMF neutralizers. We also have Jill Rowland from Nature's Corner Market. She's a naturopath. And then we have the Alliance for Natural Health on my birthday, October 18th. Woo-woo! So, and then we got to get you back on. We got to find a date sometime in end of October or November.
I'm traveling a lot in October and November, a lot. So
maybe
I've got
December, yeah.
Yeah, it might not be until December.
Yeah, that's fine. You know,
yeah.
As you can see, we're getting very, very booked up, and we're grateful for whatever time you give. But if you can, you know, call into the show and ask your questions, but I'll make sure that he has that ahead of time so he
right,
can
awesome.
Prepare. Yeah, because I heard all these pots and pans. What's he doing?
I can remember. I bought this stuff. I mean, this stuff is so expensive. But, I mean, it lasts a lifetime. So it's like, why are you not going to invest the money in your health?
Right. So that's exactly right. And we're going to be offering this on the Susan Essentials website as well.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad. And so what is it that you want to say to Dr. Steve? Got it. So she wants to say what I've been saying. She goes, Dr. Steve, you've been such a gift to the world. Okay, you don't have to bite me to do this. She goes, but you're not listening to me. Okay, it's not your show.
Yeah.
She says, you're such a gift to the world. Thank you. Oh, she wants to say thank you for not only helping others. She goes, but my mommy has learned so much from you. And because of what she's learned from you, she's been able to help me heal. So, yeah. So a lot of gratitude out there.
Get her some popcorn.
I hear you. Daddy's making it right now. He's out there. You hear him? Both of you were clanging pots in the kitchen during a live show. Okay. So, Vieta, do you have any questions or anything? I think she hung up. She did. All right.
Okay.
Well, Vieta.
Great spending my morning with you.
Likewise. Just adore you and grateful to have you. And you need to go down here, okay? She's fighting. So we will end the show if you hang on just for a second. We're going to end the broadcast. And let's see here. There we go.